Question 24, notice it's speaking of the Apostles' Creed and how it's divided up. And we'll see that as we progress through the Heidelberg Catechism, where there are distinct divisions. There is what's called the economic working out of the Trinity, that each member of the Godhead has a specific role to play, both in creation, both in sanctification, in the salvation of sinners. And so we'll see that broken up. And notice the three parts are of God the Father and our creation, and of God the Son and our redemption, and the third of God the Holy Ghost and our sanctification. And that's how you you see that in the Scriptures, that God the Father is the one who has in His mind has the plan, the eternal plan, and He is the one who has brought this to pass. He is the one who has designed these things, as it says here, God the Father and our creation. Now, it doesn't mean that the other members of the triune Godhead do not have a part in all of these things. It's not that it's so distinct that neither the members, the Son or the Holy Spirit, have working to do with creation. We know that they do, but it's divided up distinctly in this way, of God the Father and our creation, the second of God the Son and our redemption. You're just thinking about our redemption. Who died on the cross? There was a heresy that went on in the early church called Patripassianism, that the Father had actually died on the cross with the Son. But that's not what the Scripture teaches. The Scripture teaches that the Son is the one who died. The Son is the one who gave up His life on the cross, not the Father. The third of God, the Holy Spirit, and particularly the Holy Spirit is known as our sanctifier. But truth be known, who is our comforter? The Scriptures speak of Jesus Christ as our comforter, and He said that I will give you another comforter. So the Holy Spirit is another comforter who comes alongside, and He works within us, conforming us into the image of Jesus Christ. So just a division, as we'll see as we go on here with the Apostles' Creed through the rest of the Heidelberg Catechism. And number 25, since there is but one divine being, why do you speak of three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost? Now, understand that in the Old Testament, the distinction of the Trinity is not as easily seen. It's there from the book of Genesis. We see it right from the beginning, that even the canons of Dort, the Belgic Confession, speak the same way. That there is more than one in the Godhead, but it doesn't distinctly say how many there are in the Godhead. But that is revealed in the New Testament, isn't it? We see that throughout the New Testament, that God is revealed as Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Now notice what the Heidelberg Catechism says here. God has revealed Himself this way in His Word. Why do we believe these things? Because God has revealed it to us. We are not to believe anything other than what God has revealed to us in His Word. We are not to go beyond what is written in the Word of God. We believe the things that we believe because what's called epistemology, the theory of knowledge. How do you know what you know? We know what we know because of the Word of God. This is what God teaches. This is our beginning, our foundation, is the Word of God. We believe these things because Scripture teaches them. The world comes up with all kinds of things. People who don't believe the Bible believe all kinds of things. And if you don't believe the truth of God's Word, you're susceptible to any lie. You believe anything. And the world does. You hear people that believe all kinds of things because they don't want to believe that God created and sustains all things in this world. But we believe it because the Word of God teaches it. We are always to go to the Word to test all things. Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5, to test all things and hold fast to that which is true. We are to make judgments. When we judge, we use righteous judgment. What is righteous judgment? That which is according to God's Word. We judge everything according to the Word of God. We test everything according to Scripture, whether or not it is true. If you don't, then you'll fall prey to the deception of men who are under the sway of Satan, who come in and they distort and pervert the truth as it is in Christ Jesus. So we test all things by the Word, that these three distinct persons are the one true eternal God. So Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the three are the one true eternal God. When you speak of God, necessarily you're referring to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Now, making the distinctions, the Father is fully God, the Son is fully God, and the Holy Spirit is fully God. There are not three gods, there is one God. and He is revealed in three persons. That's what the Scripture teaches us, and that's what we believe, simply because the Holy Spirit has revealed that to us in His Word. Now, the mysteries that come along with the doctrine of the Trinity, we can apprehend it, even though we cannot comprehend or plumb the depths of God's being, but we can apprehend it. Faith believes the Word of God. Faith believes the Scripture. Faith believes what God says. And this is what makes the distinction between a believer and an unbeliever. Do you know the distinction between a believer and an unbeliever? You say, well, believers go to church and unbelievers don't. A lot of unbelievers go to church. The distinction is that believers believe God's Word. Abraham believed God and it was accounted to him for righteousness. He didn't believe that God exists. He knew that, as all men do. He believed the promise of God, the Word of God. What God spoke, Abraham believed, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And that's the distinction in this world. You either believe God's Word or you don't. If you believe God's Word, you demonstrate you are a sheep of His pasture. If you do not believe God's Word, you demonstrate yourself as a goat, one that is a rebel against God. That's the distinction, and we believe what we do unapologetically because God has spoken to us in His Word.